Now, Colin Bissett is a man of particular tastes, and it would surprise none of you to learn that Colin is a fan. Well, he'll tell you.
In 1960, every Western child wanted an Etch-a-Sketch. It wasn't so much a toy as a link to the future. It looked like a television for a start, with its red plastic frame, grey screen, and two cream-coloured knobs. The marvel was that you twiddled the knob on the left and it produced a dark horizontal line on the screen. Twiddle the other and you got a vertical line. You could fine-tune the movements, turning both knobs at the same time to produce curves. Hours of fun, as every toy maker likes to proclaim, and in this case, they were right. Once your composition was finished, a picture of a house perhaps, or writing your name in angular letters, you cleared the screen by turning the whole thing upside down, giving it a shake, and then starting all over again. It was the invention of a French electrician called André Cassagnes, who, in the late 1950s, had been installing light switches in a factory that made metallic wallpapers. In peeling off protective film from a switch, he noticed that it held on to the graphite of pencil marks through electrostatic energy. He decided to experiment further, finally coming up with a sealed unit filled with aluminium powder and with a glass screen. An internal stylus, operated by a joystick, scraped the powder from the screen, leaving the dark lines. And voila, l'écran magique, or magic screen, was born. Cassagnes took it to a toy fair in Nuremberg, where it was picked up for $25,000 by an American manufacturer called Henry Vinsler, who insisted that Cassagnes replace the joystick with the two knobs. It was renamed the Etch-a-Sketch and released to the American public in 1960. It proved an immediate and worldwide hit, selling over 600,000 units that year alone. As every parent found who thrust the first iPad into their child's hands in 2010, a screen offering limitless possibilities is a surefire way of keeping kids quiet. Screens attract us with the magical way in which they can produce images. And while we have become much more sophisticated since 1960, there's something intrinsically pleasing about the sheer simplicity of the Etch-a-Sketch in the way it does one thing instead of several. But it established the lure of the screen, which now, of course, dominates every aspect of our lives. There were attempts to update the concept as computerisation seeped into everyday life. There was the Etch-a-Sketch Animator of 1987, which used a dot matrix display and had a memory to save each sketch. In 1988, a more upmarket version appeared that had a laptop design and the knobs were replaced by a touchpad. The original Etch-a-Sketch found brief fame once again in the Toy Story films of the 1990s. By then, Cassagnes had moved on, redirecting his love for geometry and invention into the design of kites, the limitless sky now becoming his magic screen.
A smile, a song, and a scratchy spiral. Colin Bissett and the Etch-a-Sketch.